Caffeine by Derek Morrison. In every coffee bean lies a variable dose of caffeine, which blocks your adenosine, thus raising your catecholamine. With adenosine you can't tell, but it's present in every cell. It chills things down, makes you less aroused. You feel its effects whenever you've drowsed. Catecholamines are for fight or flight, but they can make you feel real uptight. Adrenaline is one that makes you act. From everyday frights we know this fact. With caffeine our cerebral vessels constrict, but you will still feel that you have it licked. In fact, you may feel deceptively fitter. It affects more than one neurotransmitter. Time to exhaustion can improve by a large amount, nearly 15% by the last count. Sprinters and weightlifters need not apply. Slow twitchers is where the advantages lie. As potassium falls within the cell, it rises in the blood, which rings a bell that muscle fatigue has just got pending. Unless you stop, it will force an ending. But caffeine improves the cell pump, so your electrolytes don't get the hump. Thus blood potassium it decreases, and all muscle cell activity it increases. Heart muscles should always respond to action, but caffeine ups its force of contraction, and when it comes to your heart's rate, like blood pressure, caffeine cannot elevate. There's a debate about caffeine's role with fat, stimulating energy expenditure from that, but fat oxidation is more likely with endurance. Fast twitch muscle activity provides no such assurance. And your need to pee may make you feel strained, because sodium and water are less retained, but with time your body may adjust so that this becomes much less of a must. In theory, caffeine could your airways dilate so that your lungs can better inflate, but for that the dose would need to be high, and so for that effect let's not try. So caffeine is a powerful drug that you put daily into your coffee mug. It's a psychoactive in a common bean with some of the effects of amphetamine.